Last Sunday, Longford beat Tipperary in the Allianz League to stay in that Division 3, and it's the sixth year in a row that the county has been in that tier. Their manager, Pádraig Davis, said that it's exactly his team's level, and he can only remember a Longford team being in Division 2 once in a quarter of a century. He said that expectation levels have reached crazy levels across the GAA, but he's happy with where his team is at. But are the other middle tier counties happy? Damien Lawler has been investigating.
We're after doing 6 years in a row in Division 3. I never remember that. Even prior to my playing days, and I started to play in, I think, around 94 or 5. And even prior to that, when I was still in secondary school, I don't ever remember us putting that amount. So I think people forget, and people say that Longford are good enough to be in Division 2 by times. We've been in Division 2 proper once in 25 years, and maybe more. So, you know, the expectation in all these counties has gone to a ridiculous level. You know, right now, we're a Division 3 team, and that's where we're at. And if we were Division 2, after the last 6 years, we'd be in there. And we go back to 2011, I was selected with Glen Ryan at the time, and Paul Barden, my selector, was obviously at the height of his powers that time, and we had a good team. We went from 4-3 and 3-2, but we came straight back down. You know, and you know, you look at who was dropped there this year, a very good Westmeath team and Laois teams that have been up there for a year and come back down. So sometimes, you know, you have to be realistic about where you are.
Because the wins are scarce, the Leinster Minor in 2010, but they don't come around too often underage.
Well, they don't, and it's like we've won a minor in 2002 and we've won a minor in 2010. And you know, you're just squeezing the life out of that those lads, trying to get every last thing out of them. You look at Kerry after winning 4 All-Ireland minors, I think, on the trot. How many players have they taken out of that? You know, they've taken obviously 2 stars, and after that you're struggling. Do you know, out of 4 All-Ireland, so sometimes I say the expectation is ridiculous. We look at the night we played Cavan, I'm in the hallway and I'm looking up at and we're looking at 4 Ulster under 21s in a row. That's why they crossed the line last October or November. So, you know, we have to be realistic here. I think the expectation sometimes is wrong. Of course we want our team to be in a better place, but our level is Division 3, and I'm absolutely delighted we've retained that.
Carlow footballers spent the bones of 4 decades in Division 4. When Thurlough O'Brien brought coach Stevie Poacher into his setup in 2016, it was a key turning point. Soon after, they lost to London, but decided from there that playing off the cuff for a team like theirs was no longer an option. Instead, they installed a rigid new playing style. Poacher has a different take to that of Pádraig Davis. He suggests that County should never accept the level they are at, and cites Carlow's 2018 season as a template, and explains how that revolution was possible.
We had our longest championship run in 75 years that year. We played right into the middle of July. We were one game away from the All-Ireland quarter-final at that stage, and we played 5 championship games, which was fantastic. But the games against Monaghan, the games against Dublin in 2017 probably gave us great belief heading into 2018. But one of the things we did in 2018 was we made a vision very clear, Damien. We had a really, really specific goal. And I suppose with any goal setting, like, we made sure that it was shared by the group. We made sure that the group agreed. We made sure that the goal was specific, that it was realistic, you know, and that it was achievable. And the goal was obviously promotion. It wasn't about winning the league. It wasn't about doing anything in the championship. It was just simply promotion, getting promoted at all cost to bring the county out of Division 4, where they had been for the guts of 40 years. And, you know, the first thing we did was we organised really good challenge games. So that winter of 2017, December 2017, we were down to Gavrahi. We played Tyrone. Great game. We drew with Tyrone, actually, and they were a very, very strong Tyrone team. The following week, we played Monaghan in Monaghan. And we actually had a great result against Monaghan. I think we only lost by a point or two. But it gave the group great belief heading into the National League. And obviously, we finished the National League with the highest scoring difference in the country that year, plus 35 scoring difference. And we won 6 games out of 6 and got promoted in Corrigan Park against Antrim, which was a fantastic achievement, a great day, and great memories. But one of the things was, Damien, that we were trying to install a level of belief, but also as well, giving the players a standing that you know, they deserve to be on the big stage, that, you know, building self-esteem, which was obviously crucially important for the group, because when you're down there for so long, it just becomes accepted. You know, I hate having an acceptance that this is where we are. You know, you should never accept that, Damien. You know, and that was one of the things we said to the lads, that we, you know, you don't accept that. You don't accept that. You know, you've got to obviously push on. And one of the things that high-profile games did for us against Dublin on Skye and Monaghan on Skye was one of the things it done, and even Tyrone and playing Kildare, like, one of the things it done was it actually had a bigger impact further on down the food chain. You had young lads then that wanted to play for Carlow. You know, my first training session in 2016, November 2016, there was 17 players at the session. 17 players. The following year, there was something like 38 at the first session, and the following year after promotion, there was 52. You know, and that probably spoke volumes about the progression that we made over the course of the 3 years that we were together, you know, and it was great times.
Carlo proved the match for almost anyone between 2017 and 2019. Alongside promotion, beating Kildare in the 2018 Championship was a massive highlight, their first Leinster football victory over Kildare since 1953. But soon they fell to Division 4 again. And yet Poacher, who is now with Roscommon, remains adamant that apart from the top few teams in the country, most other counties can still compete once resources and finances are available.
Like, resources and finance, we have literally, Damien, next to nothing. Like, you know, fundraising wise, like, I went to New York and with the wife at Easter a couple of years ago, Easter 2018, and went down to a bar in Manhattan, Kevin Madden, former Carlo player in the 80s, and he sent back a check, and I came back, like, went into a couple of local hotels in Carlo and asked them for sponsorship and just said to them, look, we'll come in here after the game, we'll have a pint or whatever, or buy yourself a drink. And you know, you were literally scraping the barrel, you know, to try and get a few quid to take the boys on a training camp, you know. And training camps were literally a one night job, like, you couldn't afford two nights. And then there's Dublin, for example, that maybe have five nights in the Carlton House, you know, before championships and stuff like this, obviously pre-COVID, like. But it's massive, like, and you just have to maximise what you have, and that's something that we definitely did. Like, we were probably one of the only counties in Ireland that didn't have GPS, you know, so, like, there's a whole range of things there. But you know, you just have to maximise what you have and try and do the best you possibly can with it.
But getting extra resources and funding in this COVID era is not simple. 2 years ago, Leitrim toasted a first promotion in almost three decades. But 1 year on, despite some game efforts in the third tier, they dropped back down to Division 4 again. With 60% of their team based outside the county, it has a major bearing on finance, with 33%, around €100,000, of their overall spend dedicated to player travel. Leitrim have one of the lowest spends in the country, around €20,000 per week for all county teams, but it's still not easy to generate resources. Indeed, during COVID times, out of 17 sponsors, 75% were closed at times. Former Offaly goalkeeper Alan Mulhall played for his county 90 times in 15 years. He says there is little to separate teams from Division 2 right down to the top of Division 4, and reckons that a crippling fear of losing matches in those tiers could explain the roller coaster ride that so many teams find themselves on.
I suppose, in my own opinion, there's a bracket of teams from the middle of Division 2 to the top of Division 4 who are all at a very, very similar level. And I don't think any of those teams at any stage can take the eyes off the prize of either promotion or staying up in the division they're in. Relegation, it's very easy to end up in relegation. If you lose a game or two, momentum goes against you, and certainly in this year's condensed league, it just shows that anyone can get relegated in any year. And I suppose a relegation playoff is like a championship game, and there's a bracket of maybe 14, 16 teams there around the middle that you're saying could beat each other on any day out, and that was shown in this year's relegation games. As a team that have been up and down through divisions for the last number of years, I think the big thing that you have to get your head around in the league is getting everyone to buy in at the start. Everyone buys into the management, everyone buys into what's going on, and everyone prepares properly for it. We need to pull everyone in from the start. It can be very frustrating for a team to be looking at the door and wondering, is one of our players going to join the panel, or when is such a lad going to be back in, or oh, the rumour is he's taking a break until the league, or he's taking a break till halfway through the league. And yeah, I think all the teams in that bracket have to have everyone in as early as possible. You also have to target the league and target certain games. So you look at your league draw, you're looking at what games you have at home, what games that you're fairly sure you're going to win, or that you have the best chance of winning. And that's where you mount your attack on promotion from. If you lose one or two of those games, particularly if you're in Division 4 and your chances of promotion are starting to fade, it's a very bleak outlook for the year, and very, very hard to lift the team for the rest of the year. I suppose it's that crippling fear of losing a game that is very prevalent in those divisions. And you might be going well and up the top and fighting for promotion, and you're looking at winning games. But if you're in the bottom half and you're looking over your shoulder and the fear there is relegation, you're actually more worried about not losing games than you are about winning. And that fear means you're just not performing as best you can. I suppose that's my experience of working, playing in those leagues for the last number of years.
So, getting the best out of your players, indeed getting the best players available, finding the correct game plan, building belief, increasing your resources, and taking your chances when they arise. That's the template that looks like a winning one. However, it's not easy to get one of those to fall into place, never mind all those variables. Little wonder then that managers like Padraig Davis are quite happy with the consistent levels their team has shown across a number of seasons.